You know, do you want your tax dollars going to Washington, D.C. or to Texas? You know, do you want your tax dollars going to Washington State or to Tennessee? So these are some of the ways I think that people view it.
One thing he mentioned there, Buck, is something I hear from the red state residents already, because I'm born and raised state of Tennessee. The fear that the people moving in are like locusts. They've already destroyed the place that they were, and they're going to go somewhere new and then destroy it too. I'm actually seeing the opposite, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing people moving to red states who are even redder than the people who they are moving to join.
Texas suffered from some of this, where you had Governor Abbott was making it, probably even preceding Abbott. I mean, I'd have to go back. People know these stories better than me who live there. But Texas was very encouraging of a lot of big companies from California to set up. And so you started doing the corporatism that the Texas Texas state government was engaged in seems like a great idea. Oh, more jobs. Well, if it's more jobs and they're moving in and around Austin, let's say, or Dallas, and they've got far left politics, that actually can have some unintended consequences for
Yes.
you. Whereas what we see happening now is just people are choosing of their own volition to go to places that align more with their politics. Let's see. We have Margie from Jeffersonville, Indiana. What's going on, Margie?
Well, I am in total shock what Mayor Adams just said. The new Americans. I've been here almost half a century. I am a legal alien. I still have my green card. Every time I wanted to become a citizen, you know, then things change. Couldn't do it during the Trump era because I didn't have the funds, really. So, but I loved this country. The last 2 years, I've been hating it, and I keep on telling my husband, because of all these changes that are being made, and we feel so uncomfortable now. Both my husband and I are from different countries. I really don't feel safe anymore.
Thank you for the call. Buck, we talk about all the time, probably the most important thing your city and state government can do, certainly your federal government as well, protect its citizens, right?
Yep.
And overwhelmingly, as crime rates are soaring, people are deciding to abandon blue-run states and blue-run cities.
Well, maybe tomorrow. I meant to get to today. Homeowner in Memphis sees his car being stolen from right in front of his right in his driveway. He confronts the would-be robber. Robber opens fire on him. He returns fire, Clay, in Memphis. And the Soros-backed DA charges him for returning fire with reckless endangerment.
Crazy.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
It's time for the Financial Playbook, powered by Rad Diversified CEO and co-founder Dutch Mendenhall. Real estate investing done right for you. Visit therad.com today. therad.com.
I'm excited to share my playbook about investing in today's America. The American dream promises a lot of things, but few Americans believe they're truly living their American dream. They're what we call shackled. Shackled represents a broken system built by institutions, big businesses, and big government. It's the misguided belief that Wall Street is the only way to grow your hard-earned money. It's the guilt that millions of Americans shoulder. Americans who are buried in debt instead of using debt as a tool to achieve their financial freedom. For more information, go to therad.com/rad. That's therad.com/rad. Let me tell you one of my first principles. Debt is not this ugly, guilty, terrible monster. And if money is working for you versus working against you, you can break free. Principle number two, so many Americans are taught they must invest 10% of their income. The reality is, if you're not making enough money, your original investment isn't going to go anywhere. The bottom line is, expand your ability to earn. Expand your ability to make more money. My third principle, when you invest right. Do your homework. Decide what you need to learn. Dedicate the time to gain that knowledge and do your due diligence. We show you how to do all of this at therad.com/rad. That's therad.com/rad. We've grown our portfolio by buying houses, investing in farms, and even investing in businesses. During the last 5 years, my team has grown and grown. I'm excited to share this knowledge and skills I've acquired over my many years of alternative investing in my new book. Get your free chapter of Money Shackles with that pre-order at therad.com/rad. That's therad.com/rad.
That was the Financial Playbook, courtesy of RAD Diversified CEO and co-founder Dutch Mendenhall. Build your legacy. Visit therad.com today.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right at participating locations.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy will resume debt ceiling talks later today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After cutting short his foreign trip, the president will meet in person at the White House with McCarthy in search of a deal to avert a federal default. The two leaders spoke by phone Sunday afternoon as the president was returning home on Air Force One from Japan. The speaker described the call as productive. They face an upcoming deadline when the government could run out of cash to pay its bills. Treasury Secretary Yellen says June 1st is a hard deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's
go! In North Charleston, South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott in a crowd chanting, "Let's go!" The senator makes it official, entering the 2024 presidential race. Nebraska's Republican governor is set to sign a 12-week abortion ban and restrictions on gender-affirming health care for minors. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The abortion ban would take effect immediately. The restrictions on gender-affirming care would take effect October 1st. Nebraska's conservative-led legislature passed the bill that included the two contentious issues Friday after hours of heated debate. The law restricting gender-affirming care was the flashpoint of an epic filibuster led by Democratic Omaha Senator Michaela Kavanaugh, who slowed the business of passing laws to a crawl. Bill opponents have promised to sue to try and block the law. North Carolina recently passed a 12-week abortion law, which takes effect July 1st. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks are mixed now. The Dow is down 67 points, but the Nasdaq is leading 85 now. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 1204 and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. As a final big deadline for the 2023 legislature approaches, Nevada lawmakers are waiting for the introduction of a funding bill for a proposed baseball stadium and the five big bills which will make up the state's two-year budget. Action will shift from the legislative building's committee rooms to the floor sessions of the state and the assembly, I should say, where lawmakers are rushing to get those bills passed by Friday. That's the deadline. Bills not exempt from the deadline, which don't pass by then, will be considered dead for the rest of the session. But the two big bills which are exempt, funding for the public portion of the proposed Oakland A's stadium planned for the Tropicana Hotel site, and another measure to lure Hollywood Studios to move to Las Vegas, they're still waiting in the wings. The A's bill was expected to be introduced last week, but it was delayed over funding details while the film tax credit bill has already had its initial hearing. Now, the American Gaming Association says the gaming revenue nationwide reached $16.6 billion in the first quarter. That's up more than 15% in the past year. The Strip generated more than $8.2 billion in gross gaming revenue, while Atlantic City was a distant second with nearly $2.8 billion.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now. Las Vegas Boulevard at Sunset. Also, a crash Charleston at Bedford. Westcliff at Tenaya. Fender bender there. And remember that road work continues on Charleston both directions between Pecos and Lamb.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, May 22nd. Great to have you with us. Brand new week, brand new challenges, a meeting between the president and the speaker of the house coming up later today in our nation's capital. We have another entrant into the presidential sweepstakes on the Republican side. Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, announced that he is jumping into the race on the Republican side. To analyze all of this and a whole lot more, a guy that I'm sure was very, very happy yesterday as the Golden Knights won in overtime, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And first of all, what'd you make of the Golden Knights? They're off to a 2-0 start in this semifinal series with the Dallas Stars.
Well, it's incredible. It's great to see. It's it's exciting to be two games away from the Stanley Cup Finals, and then hopefully they take care of business.
It is incredible when you think how close they are to winning an NHL title, a Stanley Cup championship. But there's still some, still a lot of work to be done. But the good thing is they did what they had to do. They had to win, at home and take care of business, so to speak. Now it's up to the team to kind of finish it off, and that'll all begin tomorrow night with Game 3. I want to ask you, this is Week 16 of the Nevada legislature. Steve Sebelius, your colleague at the RJ, reported that in his view, this could get very ugly very quickly in the last 14 days of the Nevada legislature. What is your take on how this thing is progressing? And we still don't have lots of bills signed into law. We have three vetoes. What do you make of what's going on right now?
Well, it's all posturing, right? I mean, when Lombardo came out with his budget and said we're going to increase all this education spending, that's something Democrats obviously want and have been big fans of. And so the question was, well, how is Lombardo going to get any sort of leverage to pass his priorities? You know, he kind of traded away his negotiation chips. And, well, here's how you do it. You come out and you say, okay, I gave you what you want, and if you don't give me what I want, I'm vetoing the budget and everything's going to get shut down, which is exactly good. I mean, this is, aside from proposing a better budget, this is exactly what Lombardo should be doing. And it's saying, look, I'm the governor. You don't get to run over me like this. There has to be some sort of compromise. You can't just get everything you want, and I don't get any of my priorities that people elected me to go forward and accomplish.
Of the priorities, which have the best chance of success of passage?
The school discipline bill, I think does. It passed. Lombardo's passed out of the assembly 38-4, and it got held up in the Senate, which, maybe there were objections to it, but I tend to think it was more of a posturing a move, where Democrats were going to try and basically take the elements from his bill and put them into a Democrat sponsored bill. And so I think there's some gamesmanship there. And so I think there'll be something on school discipline. I don't know if it'll be perfect. I doubt it'll be perfect, but I think there will be an improvement there. I think school choice is the next, the next most likely thing, simply because I think Lombardo has made it clear that it's a major priority for him. And then you've got the crime bill and the vote election integrity bill. And I don't think Democrats are going to give on the election integrity stuff. And Yeager, who's the assembly speaker, gutting the crime laws was his baby. And so, he's been very defensive of that. And so, and I think politically it makes more sense for Lombardo to go to bat for the school choice stuff. If he wants to run an initiative, it's a lot easier to do it on things like crime and election integrity. The school choice stuff gets more complicated because there's funding involved. And so I think, I think if Lombardo comes out with some strong school choice stuff, a good school discipline bill, maybe there's kind of a half of a compromise on the crime stuff in general. Those are some accomplishments.
Indeed. My question is, and you mentioned the possibility of going directly to the voters. That costs a lot of money. Is there money set aside somewhere, either from mining or from gaming or from the legislature, to finance some sort of an initiative where you can let the people of Nevada vote on things like voter integrity and ballot harvesting and things like that?
Well, there's money to be raised, and I think it's a question of, does Governor Lombardo have the interest in raising the money? And the indications I've received is that he does have that interest. He's not just going to be there kind of managing the decline as Democrats run wild. I think he's preparing for the 2025 session. Republicans are going to have quite a fight just to stay out of the super minority in both houses. The Republicans are going to have a lot better chance in that fight with an actively engaged governor. And I'm encouraged by what I think is happening behind the scenes. and we'll see, you know, but that's something where the governor, you know, he's the one with the ability to go out and raise the money to do something like an initiative.
Will we have a special session? Will we need a special session? There's now 14 legislative days left on the calendar. Is that where we're headed, to a special session?
You know, I think if there's a special session, I mean, it's very possible. So don't take this as just, you know, as I know. I don't know. But when you're negotiating, what do you do before, you know, before it's 5 minutes to midnight? I mean, you're posturing and you're saying, no, I'll never do this. And I can't imagine that. How dare you, sir? And I think that's where we're at. So it's actually complicated by the fact that Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro just had a baby boy. Congratulations to her and her husband and their family. But, you know, obviously that's going to not be great for negotiations. A little preoccupied. But I don't think, you know, I think things are far apart, but I often think things are far apart. And then, you know, as the deadline comes, they get close together. I tend to think if there's a special session, it'll be more like, you know, the A's package didn't come quite together and they need to come back for a couple of days and do that.
What is the hang up on the A's deal? I know it has something to do with funding.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the legislature, and credit to the Democrats and you know, maybe Lombardo, I don't have a good read on Lombardo, but on this, and I think there's been resistance to ponying up $400 million, and I think the state is saying, you know, look, the county, the Clark County, you're going to have to come up with some of this, and I, you know, all the talk about, oh, we haven't written the bill yet. I mean, the bill is written. They're just trying to figure out how are we plugging in the numbers to get to $400 million. You know, and I just, $400 million is kind of a lot of money. You're getting the land donated. I think Bally said they would put in like $170 million in like joint improvements. I don't know why this has to be a $1.5 billion stadium. I think that's pretty close to what Allegiant cost. And that, you know, that seated, what, like 70,000? And this is going to be 35,000? And you're getting the land donated? Like, I don't know. It just seems like there should be some kind of way to scale this back. But that's what's happening, is there's they don't have the votes for the money that they want. And so they're trying to scramble around for more money. And, you know, look, I'd love for Major League Baseball to come here. I think it'd be fun and be a, you know, cool thing to have a stadium that overlooks the strip. But, you know, do I think taxpayers should pay $400 million for it? I don't.
It's going to be interesting to see who budges on this thing. The one thing I know of, and I'm a big baseball supporter, so I love the idea of people paying what amounts to a user fee. Is it a matter of we've misidentified this bill? It's not a public contribution. It is essentially a user fee to those who use the facility and the entertainment around the facility. Is it... Am I reading this thing wrong?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know quite what the funding is. I mean, what happens sometimes with these improvement districts is they basically freeze the property tax levels. You know, like say the properties around it and in the entertainment zone are generating $10 million in tax revenue. And then in future years, anything above that $10 million is credited to the you know, in this case, the stadium, and used to pay back the bonds. And so that's a little more than a user fee, because, you know, especially along this strip, you're going to have growth naturally in property tax revenues. And so it does amount to a handout. You know, it can be a little more targeted of a handout than, you know, like a 0.5% sales tax increase or something. But I don't think you'd say it's quite a user fee.
Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We have a new entrant into the presidential sweepstakes on the Republican side. We'll tell you who it is and what he's talking about and how does he fit in. Is he going to be a player or just somebody that's going to fall by the wayside in the coming months? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California, choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana, the storm just hit and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina, I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The NAACP has issued a travel advisory advising members not to travel to Florida because it is a hostile environment for African Americans and people, other people of color. Victor Jakes joining us. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. What do you make of this? Ron DeSantis obviously trying to stay relevant, and even though he's way down in the polls, now he's got folks on the Democrat side going after him. Is this just the tip of the iceberg? Are we going to see more of this against what are perceived to be hostile policies by a would-be DeSantis administration?
Oh yeah, it's all political games. I mean, the scuttlebutt is that DeSantis is going to announce this week, and so here comes the NAACP playing the "he's a racist" card. You know, never mind that, you know, millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people are moving to Florida. Never mind they have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country.